Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, beautiful humans. Welcome back to Morning Dump, Mental Reset Affirmations. It's your boy Asher Blake, here to kickstart your day with a dose of positivity and practical wisdom. Now, let's be honest, relationships can be amazing, right? They bring joy, laughter, support, and sometimes even a little bit of chaos. But let's face it, they can also be tough, demanding, and emotionally draining at times. That's why today we're diving into something super important: nurturing your mental health within those relationships. Because let's get real, if our emotional well-being isn't prioritized, everything else can start to feel off-kilter, like a wonky table that just doesn't sit right. Ever felt that way? Like you're walking on eggshells or constantly giving more than you're receiving? It's time to flip the script and create relationships that nourish your soul, not drain it. Ready to dive in? I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to change how you think about relationships and, most importantly, how you show up within them. Number 1. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Think of them like the invisible fence around your emotional space. You get to decide what's okay, what's not okay, and how much energy you want to invest. Setting clear boundaries isn't selfish. It's essential for protecting your mental health and fostering respect within the relationship. Remember, you deserve to feel safe, heard, and respected. Number 2. Communicate like a boss. I mean, really communicate. Don't assume your partner can read your mind, because let's face it, they probably won't. Share your feelings, needs, and expectations clearly and honestly. And when you listen to your partner, truly listen with the intention of understanding, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It's a two-way street, folks. Number 3. Practice radical self-compassion. Okay, I know it sounds fancy, but it's seriously powerful. Relationships can be tough, and sometimes we make mistakes. The key is to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend who was going through a rough patch. Don't beat yourself up over missteps. Learn from them and move forward. Number 4. Find your tribe. I'm talking about supportive friends, family members, or mentors who lift you up and celebrate your wins. Surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself and who encourage your personal growth. Because let's be honest, a strong support system is essential for navigating the ups and downs of life, especially when it comes to relationships. And finally, number 5, remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. Don't settle for anything less than what you deserve. A healthy relationship should bring joy, fulfillment, and growth to your life. If it's not, it might be time to reevaluate and make some changes. You got this. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a Friday night, and you're hanging out with your partner. Things are tense. Arguments have been brewing all week. You feel drained, unheard, and frankly, just plain exhausted. But instead of letting things escalate, you take a deep breath and remember our key takeaways. You set some clear boundaries, calmly express your feelings, and listen actively to your partner's perspective. Maybe even share a funny meme to lighten the mood. By practicing self-compassion and focusing on communication, you manage to turn a potentially disastrous night into a chance for connection and understanding. See what I mean? It's all about taking those steps, putting in the effort, and showing up for yourself and your relationships. It all comes down to this. Your mental health matters. Nurturing healthy relationships is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but remember these key takeaways: boundaries, communication, self-compassion, support, and worthiness, and you'll create connections that bring joy, growth, and strength to your life. Now go out there and rock those relationships. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little mental health boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.